Hey, what's going on, y'all, man? This is your boy Commotion, and welcome to Coded Black once again. I appreciate you tuning in today. Man, it's such a beautiful day here in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, in my opinion. I know y'all women be getting cold, man. It's cold. It's cold all the time. But it's currently 55 degrees right now, and the low for the day is 38. You know, so it ain't too shabby, man. Can't complain at all. But I hope y'all having a good day as well, man. You know, if you got kids, I hope they made it to school on time today. If you went to work or if you're at work, I hope you make it to work on time today or made it to work on time. And if you're in college, I hope you made it to class on time today, man. But whatever you did out there in this world, man, I just hope that you kept positive vibes, positive spirits, and a positive outlook and perspective on life as a whole. Because we all know it makes a big difference. You feel me? Yeah, man, you know. Can't complain at all, man. Let's go ahead and get into the opening quote of the day. My alma mater was books. A good library, I could spend the rest of my life reading, just satisfying my curiosity. Malcolm X. The legendary Malcolm X. Shout out to my brother, my fellow king, you know what I'm saying? My fellow God. Hey, man, Malcolm X was instrumental. He was legendary, man, for a reason. You know, you got to read that autobiography of Malcolm X written by Alex Haley. And although they said some of those stories that Alex Haley put in the book were fictional, I believe most of them were, you know, real events and real encounters, excuse me. So, man, y'all should go and check that book out, though, man. Great book. It's really an eye-opener when you look at Malcolm X and his life and what he stood for. You know, he definitely began to change his ideology when he went to Mecca. You know, so go figure. But, yeah, man. That's the quote of the day. Shout out to the homie Malcolm X. If we can, man, let's go and get into the topic of the day. It's real short episode today, y'all, man. I just want to keep it cool, keep it smooth. So I want you all to tell me who your favorite colored activist is of all time. You know what I'm saying? You know, I like to keep this podcast and my episodes, you know, centered around Afro-Americans. And, of course, any culture, any race, any ethnicity, any classification can tune in, man. It's all about, you know, education, inspiration, and enlightenment. You feel me? But who was your favorite colored activist of all time? Whether they be Haitian, whether they be African, whether they be Panamanian, whether they be Fijian. As long as they were people of color, who's your favorite activist of all time, man? And, you know, we're going to keep it like that, man. You know, please call in. Please chime in. I'm not going to give my take yet. I want to see who y'all choose first, you know, because I don't want nobody copying off me. I don't want to say, you know, this person was my favorite activist of all time, and you end up saying the same thing. You know, we don't want none of that. We don't want no plagiarizing. Real, you feel me? But nah, man, you know, just chime in. Feel free to call in. Hit me up, man. You could comment on this episode right now. You know, I just want to hear y'all thoughts, man. And please call in and tell me what you would like for me to talk about as well. You know, I'm a humble individual. I'm not no jerk or anything like that. But just hit me up, y'all, man. Cool peoples around here on Coded Black. Man, that's pretty much all I got for today, y'all, man. Kept it short and simple, man. Give me your thoughts, man. Remember, the goal is always to educate, inspire, and enlighten. E-I-E. Man, I appreciate y'all for tuning in today, man. Always remember, winners make adjustments. Peace, my kings and queens. Commotion checking out.